We're here for Senior Spotlight Q&A with linebacker Marquise McBeth. And for starters, Marquise, why don't you let the fans know what it is you're majoring here at Louisiana Tech?
Well, I graduated this summer in sociology, and now I'm finishing up my computer information systems degree, which I should be finished with by the end of next summer. So I leave it with 2 bachelors.
Awesome. So double major.
Yes, sir.
And what would you say is your favorite sports moment playing here at Louisiana Tech?
I'd probably have to say the Idaho game, because I wasn't supposed to play. I had got my knee drained right before the game, got a shot, and I came out there and played one of my best games of the season. Had like 12 tackles, I think.
And what 2 traits would you like to borrow from 2 of your teammates?
2 traits? From Quinn Harris, I probably want to borrow his lungs, because that man, he can run all day, never get tired. And I probably want to borrow Tyler Miller's, his tenacity. So I say them 2.
He never gives up.
No, he never gives up.
What message would you like to pass on to the freshman class?
I just want to tell them to work hard. You know, I know it's a big transition from high school to college, and don't get discouraged if they redshirt. You know, just know that their time gonna come.
What would some people be surprised to learn about you?
Well, what I hear a lot, most people think I'm mean. But when I look at it, they say I don't smile much, but they just don't know I'm a real fun-loving guy and a mama's boy. So that's one thing.
In the WAC, we have a lot of long road trips. On your iPod on a road trip, what are you going to be listening to?
I probably listen to some Jay-Z. That's my favorite artist, hip-hop artist. So that's mainly who I listen to the most on the road.
Who in your family would you say you idolize?
I idolize a lot of people in my family, but probably my Uncle Melvin. He played college football at Mississippi State, and he went on to be successful after football, you know. So that's probably who I idolize, because he went to college, got his education, and now he's doing something with it afterwards. So that's him.
Who do you think the greatest player of all time at your position is?
The greatest player of all time, he's still playing right now, named Ray Lewis. He got everything. He got the brains, the strength, everything. He played with tenacity. You never see him give up on no play. So I got to say Ray Lewis, because that's why I model my game out there, Ray Lewis.
He's scary, too.
I'm telling you.
I would want to go up against him.
Dominating.
Who did you pretend to be as a kid?
Who did I pretend to be? As a kid, I had an older cousin named Jason, and he was like the All-American linebacker at my high school, whatever. So that's what I wanted to be like then, you know, as a kid, because I got to go see him play every Friday night, and he really put my heart into football, because growing up my heart was a baseball player, and then after seeing him play so much, he put my heart into football, so I give a lot to him.
What would you like your senior class to be remembered for at Tech?
I want us to be remembered as a team that bought another WAC championship to Louisiana Tech, because I know it's been a drought for a few years, so I want to be that senior class that put that ring on everybody's finger.
What does it mean to be a Bulldog?
It means a lot, you know, because this is where my career may end, you know. So to me, I take this year here, I cherish it a lot, because I feel like this is the year I'm going to look back on and be able to tell people about, and just let them know that I was a Louisiana Tech Bulldog.
Who do you consider to be Tech's biggest rival within the WAC?
I have to say Fresno State. That's why I see it, because it's the Battle of the Dogs, you know. Mm-hmm. And Fresno going to come in here and play hard, give us their everything. We're going to give them our everything. And like the past 2 years, it's been back and forth, so hopefully we can end it out on a bang.
If you could play any other position, what would it be?
It'd be running back. That's what I played in elementary school, running back. I used to have that speed. I wish I could still play that position, because I feel like that's one of the most important positions on the field, mm-hmm. Running back.
If you could be a professional athlete in any sport besides football, what would it be?
It'll be baseball. Baseball is my first love. I've been playing baseball since I was 4 years old. And it had to be shortstop in baseball.
And what are your career goals outside of football?
All right, my career goals is after I finish my degrees, I'm gonna try to get a job in some field for computer information systems. So that's my main goal, is to be able to use the education that I got here in the outside world.
If Coach Dooley let you call one play, what would it be?
Offense.
Either or, offense or defense.
If it was on offense, he'd be handing the ball out to me. Toss right. That would be what I'd be playing. Toss right, handing to me. I see what I can do with it. If I can call a play.
And real quick, some of your favorites. What would you say is your favorite book?
My favorite book? It's a hard one. I have to say, the book, what's the book Barry Bonds wrote? I forgot the name of it. I read that one, though.
Okay, the one that he wrote?
Yeah, the one Barry Bonds has wrote.
Okay. And your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time has to be Scarface. It's my favorite movie.
That's a classic.
Classic.
Your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show right now, it has to be Nip Tuck. I like that show.
Who's your favorite athlete?
Favorite athlete? Had to be Ray Lewis. That's my favorite athlete. I watch the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Ray Lewis play.
And what is your favorite food?
Favorite food is seafood gumbo.
Seafood gumbo?
My grandma make it. It's the best gumbo.
All right. Thank you very much, Marquise.